This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
And guess what? We have a special guest today sitting in the hot seat. John Stubbs is the CEO of Mantix 4. This is one of the most innovative companies that I've seen in the industry, and I want you to learn a lot about his threat hunting platform. John, welcome.
Thank you, Gary. Nice to be here.
Yeah, tell us about this platform and how it's being deployed and what it's doing for your customers.
This platform has evolved over roughly 5 years. Its intention was to support a virtual incident response team. And they recognized 5 years ago that threat intelligence by itself was just not getting the job done. So they needed us to enhance whatever the traditional method was of collecting information, and it needed to go beyond alerts, logs, and alarms. So the concept was that we would provide a single pane of glass, we would use threat intelligence feeds, and combine it with some behavioral anomalies or behavioral analytics to paint a better picture of what in fact was going on inside of the network.
Now, you showed me kind of the C-level dashboard, right? You have something that even a board of directors could understand when there's a threat on the network. But then you showed that it can drill down deeper, and you have kind of that single plane that has levels to it, right? We've got the executives, and you've got the IT staff. How does that work, and what are we seeing when we're running your system?
So there are many decisions makers when it comes to buying a security product. It was easy for a CEO or board of directors from a compliance perspective or just to be able to check the box of knowing what's going on inside of their network. So we have a marketing tool, and the marketing tool is this world map. And the world map has missiles flying back and forth. And they designate, the differences of designation are whether it's originated inside the network or outside the network, or lateral motion. So it's not too hard to figure out that if you are a US-based company and you do business only in the US, and somebody from China or Russia or Japan is pinging your network without provocation, then, hey, somebody should ask a question and say, what's going on? Now, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. We're just saying that perhaps somebody should look.
Do you think that the cyber threat has been evolving in a direction where they're going to continue to get better at this covert exfiltration of data? And how will you keep up with it?
One of the things we decided from an organization perspective is that human intuition is the only way to combat human adversaries. So we're looking for those security or network engineering types that have a level of curiosity, because they can piece together, hey, why is this happening? This doesn't make sense.
Now, what's threat hunting as a service?
What we have found is while we can offer the platform, there aren't a lot of people yet that have the skills to be a great threat hunter. So we were forced to be able to provide that service. It was necessary in order to sell our product, because they would say, hey, this tool is great. It's providing me with actionable intelligence, but I don't know what to do with it now. What should I do? How should I leverage it? And then how do I fix it? So we needed to kind of step in and say, we're going to act as your first set of eyes, your second or third set of eyes in order to solve the problem.
Are you replacing an MSSP in doing this, or are you enabling MSSPs where you might train them in the same way your threat hunting team works?
We're a great differentiator and revenue opportunity for MSSPs. MSSPs traditionally are looking for new revenue streams. They're looking for ways to make their third shift more profitable. So a lot of what we do deals with what kind of service can they add and what kind of value can they add to their small and mid-sized clients. And we absolutely fit that bill very, very nicely.
So it's Mantix 4?
Mantix 4.
The website is mantix4.com?
Yes.
And the name of the platform is?
Mantix 4.
So Mantix 4 is our threat hunting platform.
It absolutely is.
And you are offering this not only as a service, but to augment or help MSPs and MSSPs to do a better job for their clients.
Correct.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
I think everybody should take a look and try it out and not be victimized anymore. So if you're one of our viewers who's concerned about cybersecurity and you want to get a little bit ahead of the next threat, this is Threat Hunting as a platform and a service. Check it out at mantix4.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.